A Federal Housing Authority official was in Alaska this week advocating for a unique approach to serving homeless inebriates that's been successful in the Lower 48. Paul Carlson with the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness held sessions with state and local representatives in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Carlson works with communities to develop 10-year plans to cope with the issue. He says a concept known as Housing First is the agency's primary strategy.
It's really kind of a basic and obvious proposition, really, that the solution for a person who's in a housing crisis or homeless is obviously get them a home. Now, you don't end there, but you certainly start there. But what we did in the past, of course, was try to train them prior to getting the housing and make them go through a lot of hoops, and then housing was somehow a reward for good behavior. And we learned that when we take that approach, it didn't really work, and homelessness gets worse and worse.
Carlson says the problems homeless alcoholics are dealing with are better addressed once they have a safe place to live.
And if we reverse that process, actually start with providing housing. Now, it doesn't mean it's only housing, but if we provide housing plus the services necessary to sustain people, get people into drug and alcohol recovery, mental health care, domestic violence support, but we start with housing and then add those services, things succeed remarkably well.
The Housing First approach was developed by a New York City researcher a decade ago, and Carlson says long-term studies conducted on Lower 48-based programs have proven it works.
When we just put people in housing, like we had control groups for this, and provided no services, we had predictably very little success. 15, 20, 25%. The rest of them blew out of the housing pretty quickly. You add the services, and even with your long-term, in effect, especially with your long-term chronic public inebriates who are homeless on the streets, your long-term mentally people with long-term and chronic mental illness who are also homeless on the streets, the statistics reverse. It goes up to these remarkable success rates of 75, 80, 85, even 90% people not only getting into housing, but sustaining that past the first year and beyond.
Carlson says the housing programs have behavior guidelines, but allow participants to continue to drink while they live in the apartments. That's gotten them labeled as bunks for drunks. But Jeff Jesse, Chief Executive Officer of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, says the concept is a better alternative to how Alaska communities currently deal with street alcoholics.
The government is spending a lot of money right now to keep these people homeless and keep them in the community where they're drinking anyway. So in essence, it's really, there's no free option available to the community. You're either going to pay by using your police force in the emergency room in the jail, or you're going to provide them some safe place to be where you can manage the environment and minimize the impact to the community.
Jesse says the authorities recently sent a delegation to visit a Housing First facility in Seattle and was impressed. The Seattle program has a high rate of client retention and reduction in drinking. It also saves that city about $4 million in law enforcement and other costs. Jesse says a small-scale pilot program is happening in Anchorage and that the Mental Health Trust and state and federal government are ready to support other projects as long as they're community-driven. Fairbanks Downtown Association Director David Vandenberg, who organized yesterday's meeting in Fairbanks, says city property and business owners are interested.
That's their gut response to this, is that there's got to be a solution that we can get to through housing. So I think that there's a good number of people who already are kind of there, that housing can furnish a big part of the solution, that we're constantly kind of chasing our tails trying to manage this population.
The city of Fairbanks has an estimated homeless population of anywhere between 30 to 100, depending on the season. Director of the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, Brenda Stanfill, who also attended yesterday's meeting, says homelessness and alcohol are major issues for her clients.
If you're a homeless woman out on the streets, your rates of sexual assault, your chance of being sexually assaulted is tremendously high. If you're a victim of domestic violence, you end up at some point in time being homeless because you can't stay in your home any longer due to the abuse. So it's definitely something that we have to address, have to look at in order of addressing the issues we primarily serve.
Stanfill's agency may be the avenue for pursuing a Housing First approach in Fairbanks. She says the Interior Center for Nonviolent Living recently received a grant from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to hire a homeless liaison coordinator to engage the community and develop a 10-year plan for better dealing with the issue in Fairbanks.